you know, professional in terms of how you view habits. Maybe you could speak to that a little bit.
Yeah, you broke up a little bit. How to view habits or how to make it?
How to develop habits and how important habits are in being successful.
It wasn't that many years ago the scientists realized what Aristotle said 2,000 years ago. He was right. When he would see people he and his associates and the other teachers and the other philosophers would just observe people. And the whole quote was, through observation, I have come to the realization that your excellence is not an act, but it's a habit. And he called the word success, your success is not an act, it's a habit. And by continuing to repeat yourself, I'm trying to remember the whole quote, you achieve your own excellence. And so science, 2,000 years later, validated that's correct. It's called neuroplasticity. Don't let the name scare everybody. Many of us know the name. All it really means is by repeating an act over and over and over again, that it forms a new brainwave. And that new brainwave becomes a habit. And that's how habits are formed, John. That's why exercising every day, making 5 presentations a day, closes per presentation using emotional stories, looking at your goals every day. John O'Keefe, I know you very well for 35 years. I know it's 33 years, but 35 years now, you corrected me. You always had your goal, G-O-A-L card, your goal card, with you all the time. You read it all the time during the day, year after year after year, and you built an empire. In fact, you built 3 empires in the millions. And I can go around the screen here, forgive me, and many of you have done the same thing. Success is each and every individual's choice. There's no luck involved. There's no serendipity involved. It's just pure determination and enjoying the people you're associating with while you become a success, because it's fun to share the ideas and the thoughts. And that's why the philosophy of success is setting good habits. You cannot be successful without good habits. It's impossible. You can't. Look at the star athletes if you happen to be a supporter of athletics. Or look at the star performers in any endeavor. Elon Musk, whether you like him or not, he's an Asperger, and I understand how he thinks because my oldest grandson is also an Asperger, and they think a little differently than we do. They're in a different spectrum, but Elon Musk's greatest asset is, as he said to the 60-minute interview, when the man said, "You've lost 3 rockets, you've almost lost the car business, you're almost broke, do you ever think of quitting?" And he teared up, and he says, "I never, never, never give up." That is the sign, John, of a person who has such a tremendous work habit, a good habit, that of greatness, of good health, of happiness, of success in business, of living the lifestyle you so choose to live, and being grateful, be appreciative. John, that's what it's all about. And again, the name is neuroplasticity for some of you that are just joining our company or being invited to join our company. That's the greatest thing the scientists have ever found. But it's been in the brain of the Homo sapien for thousands into the short half of millions of years. Nobody understood it. Nobody explored it. But now science proves it. If you repeat it long enough, in fact, it's 66 days. You do something for 66 days on a continual basis. It's a brainwave. It's a habit. Now, habits are two-edged sword, John, as we all know. Good habits and bad habits. And some people have some terrible habits like smoking, drinking, and I'm not saying anything about drinking, but they don't have a limit, overeating, not exercising, easy to anger, all these different things. Many of them are just habits. So the wise person works hard on themselves to become a success by developing great habits. Back to you, John O'Keefe.
Well, thanks, Jerry. Great comments as always. So for those who just joined us, we're discussing an article by Brian Tracy 15 habits to develop to be successful in life. So the first habit, or I'll just read the article, and then I'm going to go to Sylvia first. I'd like you to speak to this, Sylvia. By working on bringing successful habits into your life, you're sure to learn how to achieve the same level of greatness in your own life in the same way other successful people have found achievement. Number one, create a consistent positive mindset. Every action brings with it a thought. When your thoughts are positive, you will naturally feel more motivated to take action on your goals that propel you to progress and success. The power of positive thinking can transform your life. Even medical studies show that being optimistic and actively trying to reduce negative thoughts can have a positive effect on your health. Positive thinkers are 13% less likely to have negative thinkers to have a heart attack. And even among people who have a family history of heart problems, being positive lowers your stress level, helps protect you from discouragement, and gives you better coping skills when things get different. To help strengthen your optimistic outlook, try smiling more often, adding humor to your life, practice positive self-talk, and listing the good aspects of a bad situation. Surround yourself with positive people, images, music, books, podcasts, and environments at home and work. Often, the only real limits on what you can do, have, or be are self-imposed. Once you make a clear, unequivocal decision to change your life by casting off all your mental limitations and throwing your whole heart into the accomplishment of some great goal, true success is so much easier and more likely to be achieved. Sylvia.
Well, there's a lot packed into that question, John, and you only want me to take a few minutes. You don't want me to take the whole hour, right?
Well, you don't have to go on and on.
Okay, I'll do my best to be efficient in my words. We have the ability, when you start to read the right books and study more about yourself and about people, because people are people. Yes, we have some differences. We all look a little different than each other. We have different goals, different aspirations, things that excite us, things that bring us joy. But the reality is that the very bare essence, we all want the same thing. And number one, the first thing is we all want to be loved and accepted. And it's a lot easier to become loved and accepted. First of all, if you do love yourself, and you treat others the way you want to be treated. The more you love yourself and how to love yourself is to have appreciation for the thing that you live in that we call a body. When I worked with Bob Proctor, he would always start his seminar saying that we are a spiritual being living in a physical body and that we have intellectual properties that we all have. We all have an imagination. And that with that imagination, you have the ability to dream. And ask your internal, your higher self that's within you, what would I love to do? What am I here to, how can I make a difference? And because I believe that the majority of us, there certainly are people that are born with some severe physical restrictions and challenges, but the majority of the world, we have the ability to think, we have the ability to choose what we think about. We have the ability to dream whatever dream we want to dream. But we don't all have the same dream. Because we're here, sometimes I imagine us all as one big, life is a big puzzle. And we're all pieces of that puzzle. And we all fit together that we all do different things because that whatever we do is important. The CEO of a company is just as important as the person that sweeps the floors. Or in other words, the person that sweeps the floors or the person that cleans the toilets is just as important as the CEO and everybody else in between in a company because everything needs to be done and not one person can do everything. So we all have different talents and desires, and those desires that are on our heart that we want. Maybe you want a bigger house. Maybe you have a desire to own a a crazy car like a Lamborghini, and you may not even know why you want that, but it's something you really like. And if you talk to some people, they'll say you're crazy. Like, why would you want to have a, and I have no idea what a Lamborghini costs, but I'm pretty sure it's over $100,000. And some people don't even think about earning $100,000 in a year. So when you talk about spending $100,000 on a vehicle or more, the average person that is not in a growth mindset, that's just letting life kick them around, will think that you're crazy. And some of us call those people naysayers. And if you spend your time around naysayers all the time, one day you'll just go, yeah, you're right. I don't really need a Lamborghini. And it's not the Lamborghini. It's the person that you become, the greatness that's within you that you mine by achieving that goal. Because if you just keep buying the same car every year, you keep earning the same money every year, you're not growing. And that's okay, you can be comfortable, but what if you could do anything if there was no limitation? What if you had access to all the money that you wanted? What would you do? What would really make your heart sing? What would bring you a ton of joy? And for most of us, again, down to the essence, it's growth. It's being more of a person of more service tomorrow than you are today, and growing into something great, contributing something great. And the only way you do that is, number one, you got to believe you can. You got to have a belief about yourself, and the only way we get those beliefs is around other people that serve that or feed that. That's why a lot of people do go to church or to a spiritual center every Sunday or once a week, sometimes Saturdays, some Fridays. Some people go every day, but they go there to remind themselves of who they are, the qualities that they bring to life. And so when you start to think positive and you have joy and you're grateful for what you have, whatever you focus on grows. And how it relates to your health is that when you're in a negative mindset and you're angry and you're spewing crappy stuff out and because you're angry and you're yelling at people or you're not a very nice person, you've got negative energy within your body, and that's not good for your body. Your heart, people that are very mean-spirited often will have heart problems because your heart's meant to be full of joy, not anger. And so when you change that, that's why when you change your thinking, your physique and your body and your everything changes about you, that when you start to think positive and you start to believe in yourself and say, I can achieve this goal. Now all I got to do is think about how can I. So today, what can I do to achieve that goal? Well, for us in Landmark today, what we can do to achieve a goal is go out and talk to some people and do a... The only thing that stands between you and your goal is the number of presentations that you're going to do and the quality of those presentations. And whenever you're in a positive mindset, the quality of your presentation is much greater than when you're in a negative mindset. Because if you think you can't, you're absolutely right, you can't. But if you think you can, you can. And to keep in that mindset, because there's so much negativity all around us, whether it's on the TV, the people we live with, some other people in certain life, worked in places where I couldn't stand. I had to get away from there because everybody around me seemed to be talking negative. And we don't feel good when we're around negativity or when we are negative. That's how our body tells us what kind of thinking we're doing. Do you feel good? Or do you not feel so good? And so it's our responsibility in the beginning stages when some of the stuff is put into our brain that makes us, or into our conscious, subconscious mind and our image, self-image, that makes us think we can't. Over time, once you become an adult, you take responsibility for your life, and then and then you can change those thoughts. Money does not grow on trees. But that is a really kind of a, when you think of it, that's pretty stupid, because money is not a fruit, although it is a fruit of your labor. But it's just another form of energy, and we get paid based on the service that we provide. And the better you feel, the better service you can provide. The more you open up your mind to bigger ideas, the more you'll find ways to provide more service. But it's all our choice, And it's a great choice. And some days it's harder to make the right choice than others. But if you put in the effort and you focus on it day by after day, day after day, day after day, that becomes a habit and it helps you to keep up with the other habits. If you're wanting to do something, like, for example, you want to start exercising every day, or you want to stop doing something like eating a lot of sugar or smoking or whatever, and you're not doing it, spend some time with yourself and ask yourself why. Why am I stopping myself from growing? And you'll probably get an answer, and it'll be a negative thought that you have or a negative belief about yourself that's untrue. And you can forgive yourself for that misunderstanding or believing that you're not worthy. Because the truth is, you are worthy of achieving high ideals and high goals. You just have to make the decision to do it. Back to you, John. And you're muted, John. I know it's wonderful words you're saying.
Thanks, Sylvia. Great comments, as always. I'm going to go to Christian for this second thing that Brian Tracy says is so important, a habit to develop to be successful. And that is to create smart goals. And we always talk about great goals create great people. But the act of creating goals is really the first step into being successful. So, Christian, I'll get you to talk to this, speak to this if you're here.
Can you hear me?
There you are. I hear you. Okay.
Awesome.
Create smart goals. Having a successful life includes having personal goals. Often, however, we set goals and make some initial progress, but we don't achieve them. That might be because of how we set goals. The best and most achievable goals are SMART goals. SMART goals are achievable because they are realistic, well thought out, and include a timeline. Create great SMART goals by making them specific. Create a clear, concise statement that defines exactly what you want to achieve. They have to be measurable. Assign a number to your goal or another way to measure it, such as generate 250 business leads instead of get more leads. SMART goals have to be achievable. Make sure your goal is challenging but possible to achieve, so you can be successful and remain encouraged. SMART goals that have to be relevant. Align your goal with what you will want to make you feel happy and accomplished in life. And finally, SMART goals must be time-bound. Determine when you will achieve your goal and set small milestones to achieve it along the way. Can you speak to that, Christian?
Well, what a SMART goal does well is, I think, it defines not only what you're aiming for and what it means to accomplish the goal that you set out, with it being specific, but it also creates process. So the process toward the goal is equally as important as having a goal. So first of all, most people think of goals more in terms of like a hope, or, you know, I have a dream, and it's this thing in their head that they have as an idea. But even just the process of taking it and putting it on paper, it allows you to bring it into the physical world, and it allows you to have a relationship with something that's ongoing. So when you write out your goals, it's one thing to write them out, but read them. You know, read them in the morning, read them before you go to bed. Think and Grow Rich suggests that you do that. You know, pick it up, read it in the morning, read it every night. It starts to the process of repetition over time creates more belief in your ability to accomplish that goal. You know, beliefs are things that we repeat often enough that we incorporate them into what we believe is possible. So first of all, writing it out and then having a relationship with them increases your belief. And the more that you believe in your ability to accomplish something, the more likely you are to take the actions that lead to the accomplishment of that goal. And going back to process, you know, so often people will set goals, but they won't create the process to accomplish those goals. So following the system on track 5 times a day, sticking with my prospect, you know, if my goal is to write X amount of business per week, I can be specific about the process that leads me to writing that amount of business. And being specific about the process, it allows me now to reflect and review on incremental levels. So if my goal is something I want to accomplish over a year, I can break down that yearly goal into quarters, into months, into weeks, and then I can track my progress towards it. And on a smaller term scale, on a week-to-week scale, I can see is the process that I'm taking in line with the goal that I have. If I continue applying this process, will I achieve the specific measurable goal that I set for myself? And so it means that you're never going to get too far off the track. It means you're never going to get too far away from it. You can see what you're doing well, what you need to improve on, and you can celebrate the little wins along the way. And celebrating those little wins along the way, it reinforces the belief of the big picture. So when you chunk it down to a month and you achieve that month's goal, and you've had a relationship with your goals and a relationship with the big goal, well, oh, I did that. I accomplished that. I hit that mark. I hit that benchmark for myself. So it proves and validates to myself that the process that I'm taking is the proper process. I'm doing things right. I have not yet achieved that bigger goal, but I'm on the way. And so we're more convinced and we're more reassured to continue to take action in that same way. But, you know, if we're off the mark and we're not hitting where we thought we should hit, well, we can re-examine the process that we're taking and perhaps make adjustments and, fine-tune something or get the advice from our leaders and, you know, make some changes that will make the next month closer to what it is that we know we need to hit to achieve the bigger picture goal. So being specific, writing these SMART goals down has a lot into it. Even just writing it out and just making the choice to do that, it means that you're taking that extra step than just thinking about it. You're making it real. It creates the relationship. It increases the belief. It allows you to measure your progress on the way and focus in on the process that you're taking to achieve it. So all of those things are wrapped into it. And it just is a part of the habits that lead you to being successful. So those are my thoughts, John. I'll send it back to you.
Well, thanks, Christian, and always awesome thoughts. So when we introduce somebody into our business, we always ask them to take some time and write down their goals, write down your short-term, your intermediate, your long-term goals. And using the SMART goal acronym is a great tool in terms of starting out your career. Knowing where you're going and taking the time to write them down. We always say great goals create great people. And as Zig Ziglar says, the most important thing about a goal is having one. That's right. So now I want to go to Jack. Jack, I'd like you to speak to this. Brian Tracy says, a great habit to develop is to eat the big frog first. Your frog is the most challenging and often least appealing task you need to achieve in a day. When you eat that frog and overcome obstacles early on, the rest of your day, week, and life can open to greater possibilities. It helps prevent procrastination, which gives you more time to achieve the goals you really want to work on. Develop a habit of tackling the biggest, most important tasks first. Ask yourself, if I accomplished only one thing today, what would make the biggest difference to my overall success? Apply that same principle to goals you have defined for yourself, which are the most important for lasting happiness and fulfillment. Focus on those first. Jack.
Sure. So great comments by Sylvia and Christian so far as well, but you know, you think about addressing what your biggest obstacle is first, and the rest of the day becomes a lot lighter. What you see ahead of you, if the most difficult task is already behind you, then every task that follows is therefore smaller and easy to accomplish than the first thing that you did. And there's a sense of excitement about moving forward towards it. If you put it off until the future, you can be working up to it, and you just see this big path getting closer and closer, and it gets scarier as you get closer to it, because it gets bigger as the closer you get. But if you address it first, if you develop that habit of strength, it allows you, it's almost like running downhill as opposed to uphill. If you have, when you have the most energy, the very beginning of your day should be when you are, you know, you just woke up, you might have just had your cup of coffee, and you're ready to address what it is that you need to get done. And through that, you can develop a sense of accomplishment, that sense of motivation and progress. And it applies to everything that comes in your life. A great example is exercise. There's a lot of benefits to exercising first thing in the morning. It stimulates your metabolism, so you lose more weight. But if you make a habit of going to the gym and physically moving weights that are difficult for you to move, then you've done some of the most difficult things you're going to do in the day before addressing the rest of it. So make whatever your goal is, add in habits that address those difficult things first. If you have a follow-up with a difficult client, don't wait to the end of the day to make that call. You'll be dreading it all day. If you have something that needs to be done, if you do it right away, all of a sudden it's done, that stress is off your shoulders, and you can have that sense of accomplishment that you've done that difficult task. What if the hardest thing for you is stopping to make the first approach, make an approach as close to your home as you can, as close to wherever you're meeting someone as you can. Say hello to someone right away so that it doesn't build up. Because that is the choice. You either address something right away or you procrastinate. And when you procrastinate, that fear and the potential of issues grows in your mind. Your subconscious wants to create 1,000 reasons why something is going to be harder than it is. Because, as we've talked about many times, the brain is still hardwired to fear the saber-toothed tiger in the bush. It's not there anymore. We are the dominant species on this planet, so we have to address it that way, even though our brain might not subconsciously think that way. So take control over your emotions and address that fear to show your courage and build it. Because we all have fear. We all have the concerns, and sometimes, no matter how long you've been in this business, that car door can feel very heavy. But the faster you open it, the lighter it is. So I could talk on this for a bit, but there's still a lot of people to call on. We're already halfway through, so I'll throw it back to you, John.
Well, thanks, Jack, and great comments. You know, it's so important, as Brian says, to eat the big frog first. Do the things that are the most difficult. Get that out of the way, and then the rest of it, flows smoothly. So I want to go to Mr. Bunch. And Mr. Bunch, I'd like you to speak on this. And and Joel, sometimes you give the elevator version so you can expand on this a little bit more than you usually do. So prioritize your physical health. It's easy to get caught up in the never-ending wheel of tasks we need to accomplish each day and checking off items from our to-do list. But if you want to find success, it is important to make your physical health a priority. Being physically fit and healthy makes you feel better about yourself so you can think more positively. It also literally makes you feel energized physically and capable of accomplishing more things. Some of the most successful people have attributed being health conscious as one of the keys to being successful in life. Highly successful people prioritize both their physical and mental health. Make sure you eat healthy foods and minimize unhealthy foods and drinks. Develop an exercise routine that includes physical activity each day. Get plenty of rest to rejuvenate your mind and body, which will help you be more productive when it's time to work. Mr. Bunch.
So you're saying you want the elevator version?
No, not the elevator version. The long, drawn-out version, Joel.
Okay, one second. I wasn't done speaking there. You want the elevator version where the elevator broke.
Okay.
You're stuck with the person. Physical health. I'm going to start with the proper sleep. Ever since I've had had the newborn back October 5th, sleep has not, we haven't had as much sleep. Sometimes the little one is actually sleeping better than us, and it's been one of the other two kids. There's three of them now, and they all take turns. And anyways, proper sleep, just beginning with that, is such an imperative part of being successful, because when you are tired, when you are lacking sleep on a consistent basis, maybe, okay, not 1 day, 2 days, but 3 days, 4 days, when you make it a habit of not getting proper sleep, you don't have goals and desires. Like, you get to a point where your body just craves sleep. And even though you know, hey, I need to work, I need to be successful, I need to get my presentations in, I need to spend time with the family, I need to fill in the blanks, your body literally craves, almost like a drug, an addiction, the need for sleep. So it's not that it's a bad thing, like, okay, you know, like drugs or most addictions are, but your body genuinely needs it, sleep. It needs that. So it will trump the desire to do fun things. It'll trump the desire to do great things because your body needs it. It's kind of like needing oxygen. It needs it. So if you don't you have to start with self-discipline to make sure that you're going to bed on time. You have to make sure that you're getting up at a proper time, making sure that you're not changing up your schedule. Sleep on a consistent schedule. If you're going to bed at 10 p.m. and then 1 p.m. and then 12 and then 11:30 and 10 and bounce it all over, your body can't get into any rhythm, and then your body's going to suffer for it. You're not going to be as sharp. You're not going to be as energetic. You're not going to have the desires, the goals, because your body's going to crave sleep. Same thing goes with exercise. If you're not properly taking the time to exercise, you're not going to sleep as well, because your body doesn't have the physical, your brain's going to be wired, you're not going to be exhausted. I think the Bible says the sleep of a working man is lovely, and it's not the correct quote, but something along the lines, when you're exhausted physically, you sleep better. And I'm seeing some people nodding, like, if you say, oh, you know, I just can't sleep, go out, go for a run, do some exercise, work out in the morning, do something, because often it's too easy for us to go through life nowadays, because life's not hard. We're not working on farms. We're not working in the mines. We're not like the people, you know, 100 years ago. It's a lot more, our life is, you know, sitting in front of a lot of computer screens or talking to people. Our book is not heavy enough to wear us out during the day. It's a mentally tough job. Not a physically tough, and I say job, but career. So you need to add challenge, you need to add the exercise, you need to add the physical element so you can get the proper sleep that your body needs. If you don't eat properly, again, your body doesn't have the energy to be able to do the things you want. Everything kind of ties it all back in one circle. You want the ability to control your desires, your goals, your needs, your wants, etc. You don't want your body fighting against yourself. You want to be the one in charge. You want to be the one able to go out there and say, yes, I have the energy to be able to do A, B, C, and D, and I'm going to do it. Don't add additional barriers. There's enough barriers in life. There's enough things like fear, challenges, obstacles in life that you have to fight against. Don't be the reason your body is fighting against yourself. So get the exercise, look after yourself with food, and make sure you're getting proper sleep. It makes such a difference in being able to go to work. I'll throw it back to you, John.
Well, thank
you. Oh, this is fixed.
And great comments. You know, I know you're always active in sports. You're involved in soccer and hockey and eating properly and not smoking, looking after yourself and looking after your family. And your biggest priority is getting enough sleep right now, but because it's so important to prioritize your physical health in terms of the healthier you are, if you're not feeling good, how can you do a great job? So I'm going to go to Amy. Amy, I'd like you to speak to this. Believe in yourself and your abilities. If believing in yourself doesn't come naturally, make a list of all your positive attributes. Are you organized? A good listener? Do you make excellent pumpkin pies? Do you hold productive team meetings, or do you make people feel good about themselves? Are you great at generating ideas, or does your strength lie in taking those ideas and making a plan of action? One of the best ways you can be successful is to learn how to believe in yourself and boost your self-confidence. Greater self-confidence motivates you and gives you courage to take action on your goals. When you feel discouraged, focus on what you've accomplished and the time, talents, abilities, and strengths you have that will help you accomplish more. When you believe in your abilities to achieve your goals, you have the power to persevere until you succeed. Amy.
Thanks so much for calling on me, John. Good morning and awesome calls. And I was really thinking about the processes deeply of this, of writing the business and meeting the prospects. And what you're boiling everything down to, and I'm circling it, is what is your why? And I do know my why, and I know it in detail, and I know it in specific, and it's why I joined this business. And but my why has transformed from first-year commissions into residual, which is the most important, like most important from a business standpoint. But when you, what is your why in your approaches and your solidification, and then servicing your clients? And my why truly is being a successful professional and doing everything to the best of my ability and servicing my prospects, which is sticking to the process, and it's practicing that those processes deeply, and it's every morning the habit of success is reciting many times before I get going my approach and introduction, and especially when I'm following up with prospects who did say, please come back on this day, I will not go back until, I will go back that day when I say, but I will take a moment and go through, okay, who, what type of occupation is this person, and what are their family needs like? So what are the three emotional stories that are going to resonate, and what is going to be powerful? So, but knowing my why, when I can do the best service possible, and provide the protection that this family needs, the bread earner needs to provide for all the bills that just keep coming on and on and on. And when I can sit down and do the very best, when they're giving me the proper focus and attention and they're asking the right questions, that truly is my why. And because it is operating in a very professional my professionalism is so important to me because I know what I have to offer. I know what I have to provide. And sometimes I don't feel like it. Like yesterday was freezing cold. Well, I put the toque on. I had the gloves on. I had the big winter jacket on. I had the boots. I was all bundled up. And I went out in the cold. And I met some people that didn't care on to the next. But I met the right people. And there's two people that I'm going back to see, and two people I spoke with their wives, and they said, yes, this is good, we can afford it, we need it, and I'm on my way to see both of them today. And I will throw it back to you.
Well, thanks, Amy, and you know, you do believe in yourself. You always believe in yourself, and it's just so much fun to work with you, Amy, because you're just such a bundling energy. You prepare yourself, you focus on being your best. Every presentation, you're gathering yourself, you're gathering your stories, you're reviewing the background of the person you're going to talk to, and then it's a activity. I mean, the door is open and out you go, and off you go, and you're talking to people because it's, you believe in yourself and your abilities, and as you say, you believe in your why. So I want to go to Betty Hamilton. And Betty, I'd like you to speak to this. Talk to others. Having someone to bounce ideas off, talk to, and hear feedback about how you're portraying yourself to others can be extremely helpful when building yourself to be successful. Look to those you trust and respect for feedback, like close friends and family members. Although everyone will have an opinion on how you're conducting your life, the opinions that matter are from those who have your best interests at heart. It may be difficult at first to receive constructive criticism, but do not let it deflate you, but uplift you instead. The opportunity to change for the better is a gift that makes a lasting impact on your current and future happiness. To find success in life, you must continually grow. Talking to others you trust about how to make improvements can make a substantial difference in your progress. Betty Hamilton.
Well, thank you, John. Talking to others for me has been a big part of learning the business and being able to reach out to colleagues and friends in order to know what I need to do to be better. Self-talk is huge, but also being able to reach out and what am I doing wrong or working with others. Like I've worked with so many of my friends with it. Well, I basically think everyone in the business is my friend. But picking up the phone when you're having a tough day and being organized and well, what are you doing differently, or sharing emotional stories, or Amy's emotional story the other day was just heartbreaking. But knowing your why as to what you're doing in the business is so important. And when you work with others, it just motivates you to keep going. And that's what my focus is. And I hope I answered your question, John.
Well, thanks, Betty. And again, I mean, you're the expert at talking to others. I mean, you reach out constantly. You're on the phone. I know you speak with Jody every day, and you're always reaching out to somebody, because in our business, you know, we become like the people we associate with. And there's so many great people in this business association to associate with, and to reach out and to ask for advice and not only that, is we always say we're in business for ourselves but never by ourselves, because we're always working with other people. We're always bouncing ideas off. We're always training presentations. We're always, you know, getting strength from the people we work with. So thank you for your great comments, Betty. And I'm going to go to Ruth. And Ruth, I'd like you to speak to this. Always be learning. Try learning one new thing every day, whether in your own personal or professional life. We grow as we learn. So in order to succeed, prioritize learning as much as you can on a daily basis. When you dedicate your time to becoming a lifelong learner, you're sure to find success in life. A lifelong learner takes initiative to continue learning and improve personal development. When you are always learning, you improve your quality of life and are exposed to more opportunities that can lead to fulfillment and satisfaction. Ruth.
Oh, that's a... Can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine.
Okay. Certainly an interesting thought. It's always, to me, one of the things that I think is the most important in life. And a couple of weeks ago, Jerry put out a communication from Tony Robbins, and what he said in that was, the true joy in life is in progress, or progress, however you want to say that word. So learning is progress. Learning, if you keep learning, like you say, one new thing a day. I certainly love learning a new thing every day, if I can. And there's new things to learn about our own business each and every day that we can get better. Whether that's you can in your spare time make a choice of doing nothing to help your business, or do something to help your business. So why not go on the archives of the recordings that are there on myselfemployedbenefits.ca and log into those and access clinics where we are talking every Wednesday in a place like this on how to make our businesses better. And it seems to me that
If you spend more time looking at how you can make your business better, you have less time to think about how you can't. And so the more time that you spend how to make your business better, and the less time you spend in the victim mode, because we are not victims. We make choices every day, and the choice has got to be to grow and to learn and to improve and to have joy and to have and to share the joy. And you can share that joy with your family. You can be a lifelong agent and recruit nobody, or you can try to expand your business further and see if you can find somebody out there when you meet every day that is dissatisfied with their work. And maybe there's an area to improve, because, you know, if you just do the same thing all the time, you do the same thing, you get the same results. The only way to grow, if you want to grow and get different results, is to do things differently, or do things more, or do things with more intent. It doesn't mean that you have to work harder. It means that you have to have more clarity and more focus by making sure that you're doing your best and you're learning your very best every day, and that any failures are just opportunities to learn and grow. And all people fail, and all people, the difference is that the happiest people in life pick themselves up again and dust themselves off and keep growing and learning, because that's what we're here for. I don't know what I was looking or watching the other day in a video, but it was something about a little kid saying to a parent, "Why isn't it easier?" And they said, "It's not meant to be. It's not supposed to be. Because the things that we face as our challenges make us who we are and sculpt us to who we are." So on that note, I'm going to pass it back to you. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Ruth. And, you know, your comments are always so great, because, and in terms of always be learning, I mean, watching you for the last 8 years, you're always taking courses, you're always listening to podcasts, you're always improving yourself, and you're taking lessons from the challenges that you encounter. So thanks for your great comments. And I want to go to Chelsea. I'd like you to speak to this, Chelsea. Push yourself. Complacency won't get you anywhere. Those that are successful are so because they push the limits of their comfort zone to discover new parts of them that led to success. The greatest satisfaction you will create is when you can look back at your journey it took you to accomplish a hard thing. When you are in a difficult moment, remember your why. When you want to accomplish your goal, what benefits will it bring? How will it change your life or the lives of those you care about? If you want different results than the ones you're experiencing now, you will need to push yourself to do things differently. The positive results will be worth the effort. Chelsea.
Good morning. I've had a lot of instances of this, because the whole time, this whole career so far, I've been, you know, facing these things, because I've been uncomfortable going out and just talking to all of these prospects. So every step of the way, it's been a whole lot of that. I went over to visit my dad over near Kingston, and that was probably the first times when I was going out by myself. So going around on these country roads, and I didn't know these businesses, and it wasn't my community. But once you start talking to people, and people are so nice most of the time. There's a lot of great people who are the self-employed in our country, and I also have been doing some roller derby, and there are a lot of things that I wasn't a skater, so starting to do the roller derby, I always pick the position or the action that I know that I'm not good at. I say, well, I'm not good at that, so I'm going to do that. So when you find these things that are really difficult, that's the place where you can learn and grow. So always do what is uncomfortable, and difficult if you know it's something that's bringing you closer to your goals. So you have to know what your goals are, and there's going to be things that come in your way, and you can climb over them, and you can the journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. That Lao Tzu, and I'm going to pass back to you. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Chelsea, and I know you do push yourself, and anybody that's in roller derbies, I mean, that speaks for itself. I used to go to those when I was a kid, and I was amazed at how amazing those women were that participated in that sport. So congratulations on, I would say, stepping out of your comfort zone and pushing yourself. So I want to go to Fred. Fred, I can't think of anybody who's so consistent in this business, and I'd like you to speak to this. Stay consistent. How many times have you started something but not finished it, resulting in failure? If you want to be successful, you need to learn how to stay consistent and keep showing up for yourself every day, even on hard days. One of the best ways to stay consistent is to outline your plan for tomorrow, the night before. When you have a clear list of to-dos and a plan for what time of the day you will accomplish them, it is much easier to stay on track. Remember that showing up for yourself also sometimes means taking a needed break, or you may need to talk to someone. It may also simply mean waking up at the same time, even though your bed is warm and you don't want to get up. Consistency is the key to success. Right.
Well, I think when you're talking about consistency, it comes back to what Amy was talking about, knowing your why. You know, when you know your why, you have that opportunity to have the focus on the habits that are going to help you to become successful. You know, I read a quote the other day that really, I loved it. I actually put it in my journal. Genius is more about habits than it is about genetics. I think about that quote. I've been thinking about that a lot the last couple of days. And I really didn't understand why. I just liked what it sounded like. But when I really started thinking about it, you know, genius is more about habits than it is about genetics. And I'm going to tie this into consistency in a second. But why I really like that is that it gives us all hope. Hope that we can become the people that we want to become. Because we are in capable of change, changing the habits that will continually drive us towards that mission or that goal that we've set for ourselves. So to stay consistent, we need to have those goals. We need to have that mission that's greater than ourselves, I think is the most important. What's kept me consistent, and I have been consistent over 33 years with this company, is that I have this deep belief in the moral rightness of what I do every single day, talking to people about this service that we offer, that we alone can offer, that will help put food on the table for the family and to keep a roof over their heads when nobody else is going to be there for them. Not the government. There's nothing in place for these people provided by the government. Yes, their families will do the best they can. Maybe bring a bag of groceries over or cook a casserole for them while the edge of that hospital bed becomes the edge of the world. But we're the only ones that are going to stand shoulder to shoulder with this individual and pay them a guaranteed income every single day that they can't go to work until their doctor tells us that they're okay. Even if they never become okay, they're going to continue to get paid. That's what's kept me consistent, is that every day waking up and having that focus on the importance of what we do. I have this mantra that I say to myself every single morning. I am an advocate for the self-employed. I am a champion of the entrepreneurial spirit, and I have an unshakable belief in the moral rightness of what we do. And by saying that every single morning, that's my habit. First thing in the morning, when I sit at my desk, I say that over and over again to myself, because this is very important. We're not playing games here. We're playing with people's lives. And what we do is so, so important that we have to be consistent. There's no alternative. I could go on. I mean, I'm on a soapbox now, but I'm going to kick it back to you, John.
Well, thanks, Brandon. And your comments are always so focused, and I just like the way your philosophy on our business, and you're always consistent. And that's why I asked you to speak on consistency, because you're everything you speak of is it's the same. And it's always to do with our business. So we're running out of time. And first of all, I'd like to go to Adam. And then I'd like if Greg could close the meeting. So Adam, could you speak about what we discussed today on habits and how that applies to our business?
Encapsulate, brilliant people that have, brought novel ideas to the table. It's not always an easy task, John, but... You know, today we're talking about habits, and I remember Christian, when he was started talking about building a relationship with habits. Our habits are what empower us, okay? When we begin in any endeavor, but when we begin in our endeavor, I remember, vividly wishing I had the right words and wishing that I was older so that I was taken more seriously, and then wishing I had a better, a better vehicle so people would... people wanted to do business with success. And then wishing. The reality of progress is that it is a process that tests you to become better. And when you become better, the result lags behind. So you need to believe you're worthy of it first, then take the shape of that, and then you're rewarded by being that quality. You're rewarded by being that good. You're rewarded by being that diligent, being that committed, being the professional. And so our habits are what shape us. They're what form us. They're what give us our strength. The confidence that everyone spoke on today is knowledge because of the application of the habits in their life and then being faced with the undeniable evidence that those habits created the circumstances that they're living in now. So if we know that we need to change something, we know we need a change, we need a far more specific target than that. We need to know where we're going to march towards so that when we falter, at least we're falling in the right direction. We need to be aimed. We frequently hear Jerry talk about how we're energy, and Sylvia talks about how we tap into vibrations and we are energy. That energy needs to be deployed in a direction. And our goals are going to be that target. Our habits are what's going to be the contributions that we make on a daily basis, on an hourly basis, those contributions to that end. And so the conversation about, is this bringing me closer to what I want, that needs, in and of itself, that brainwave needs to be in habit. Of course it's going to be difficult for some people to be faced with the reality of writing down the goal, making it real. Well, I don't want to write it down then, because then it's, I'm accountable to it. Being comfortable in the uncomfortable means creating situations of accountability for yourself, calling yourself on your own baloney, putting yourself in a situation where, you got to stay out a little later today because we didn't hit our goals. All of these things are uncomfortable in real time, but you very quickly adapt, you very quickly progress and come better at it, as long as you're constantly erring in the right direction. And that's really what habits do, is habits are the rungs on the ladder that allow you to climb. They're going to put you in a position where even if you fail, you're going to take away something. And that is what has positioned everybody who spoke on the call today in the position they're at, is they are forced with the unarguable, unequivocal truth that if you have goals and you're willing to be brave and take action in spite of your fears, that you will eventually build habits that form your life. And it might be work forming those habits, but eventually habit gravity, you break free of what's keeping you where you are, and then your habits start working for you. And that's really the wisdom, I think, behind
knowing the importance of habits. So that's my thoughts. I'll bump it back to you.
Thanks, Adam, and then we'll go to Greg. Close our meeting.
Well, this call was fantastic. Again, it was another TED Talk orientation on habits. Everyone spoke so well and so deep on this. And, you know, if I had to summarize and drill down what I got out of this, is you decide your habits, but your habits decides your future. You know, so if you get into the habit of asking yourself, does this habit that I'm doing right now support the life I'm trying to create? In our business, we ask you to do 5 presentations a day. If you get in the habit, say, no, I'm just going to commit to doing my 5 presentations a day. I'm not going to put the pressure on selling. I'm going to put the pressure on telling. And what's great about once you define what a good habit is, it's habits will sustain you whether you're inspired or not. You just do it. That's what discipline is. Doing what needs to be done in spite of how you feel. And that's a habit. And in our business, again, when you have that habit, and I studied successful people, and that is the one trait everybody has in common. Is that discipline. They develop a habit of doing the right activities, whether they're in the mood or not. That's the sustainability of being successful and really defining your future. So what a great call. John, thanks for hosting the call. So have a great day, everybody. Bye for now.
Goodbye.